May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm so glad that you're here tonight. I'm so glad I'm here tonight. I've been waiting for this night for weeks. This is when Christmas happens for me. I have to admit that sometimes I wonder if the rhythms that the church calendar imposes on the life of a priest are gift or curse at this time of year. Although, as we sing these beautiful carols and I see your faces here, I have to say, I lean towards claiming this as gift tonight. I find that my whole approach to Christmas has changed. I spend much less of my time and attention on getting the glitz and the glitter just right. All of that has just become less important. I want something more at Christmas. I crave the awe and the wonder of the mysterium tremens, the great mystery of Christmas. I wonder what we all crave at Christmas. What brings us here tonight? Some of us might be here to relive memories of past Christmases, to conjure up the presence of loved ones who are absent or who have departed this life. Or some of us might be here because the rest of the family is here, so this is the place to be. Some of us are here because it is the natural habit of a lifetime of going to church on Sundays or holy days, and of course, on Christmas Eve. Some of us may not be entirely sure why we're here. And wondering what might come of trekking to this church, finding a parking place on this mild December night. But for whatever reason, we're here tonight together. And we will not find presents in shiny packages here, the glitz and all that Christmas has become in our secular culture. You're not going to find it here. What we find here is something that the world cannot give. We find glory, the love of God made radiant in the Word made flesh. The angel of the Lord speaks these words for us tonight. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. We may live in dark times. We may be afraid of the dark. We may be afraid of the darkness of the world and of our own lives. But the light of Christ, shining forth this night from the manger in Bethlehem, promises to banish the darkness with that radiance of God's glory. We remember tonight that silent, holy night of so long ago. Luke tells us the story of a very young, very pregnant young woman. And the weary, faithful man who in his kindness and obedience walks with her despite the strangeness of their marriage. They have traveled long, weary miles from Nazareth to reach his hometown of Bethlehem. Mary goes into labor and there is no place for her anywhere. She's finally allowed into the stable where she will give birth to a tiny, vulnerable infant, helpless and homeless on this night. And in this very human situation, the light of God enters into the world. Angels come to announce this birth. Not to kings or priests, but to shepherds in the field. These rough and dirty herdsmen are the recipients of the most glad tidings that have ever been heard to this point. For their enlightenment and ours, the glory of the angels shone in the silent and remote fields that night.
Here's something about tonight. It's just the first act of God's three-part love story. There's the birth of God in the flesh of a little baby, the life and ministry of Jesus, and his death and resurrection for the life of the world. God's love story is not wrapped up neatly with a bow. God's love story is wild and woolly. For even a holy baby is not a quiet and tame thing. God's love story is one where rough men tremble while heavens open up and glory shines in the darkness for the poor and the unlikely ones. God's love story is one of mystery and wonder, where strong and gentle people win, and the mighty and powerful ones are cast down in their conceit. God's love story reminds us that God loves us too much to leave us where we are. Christmas is the time when God's divine love for us is revealed to us in our ancient stories of God. God, held in his mother's arms, wrapped in swaddling bands and the glory of heaven shining round. That simple and that profound. God chose to give up power and invincibility to become an infant for us. For our salvation, Jesus was born in Bethlehem to walk among us as the great healer, to receive our death, and to bring us new life. This is the gift for all of us, lifetime churchgoers, doubters, skeptics, and seekers. We're given hope in a forlorn and sinful world. Hope for a chance to belong to something greater and more wonderful than the distractions of this world. My colleague Scott Gunn sums up the meaning of Christmas perfectly. Jesus changes everything. We're all messed up. I'm messed up. You're messed up. We're all messed up. And the angels sing glory to God in the highest, and they are present at the empty tomb. The Lord of life is born in a wooden feeding trough and dies on a wooden cross. It's all one amazing story. Jesus is everything for us. He is our hope and our salvation. The life of Jesus as a whole is what we celebrate tonight. His birth, in which he bridged the gap between us and God. His ministry of reconciliation, in which he bridged the gap between ourselves and all others, if we will but follow him. His resurrection, in which he bridged the gap between death and life everlasting. Such a rare and wonderful mystery is too great for glitter and glaring light displays that drown out the night sky. The glory of this night is here, in this gathering, to remember the glory that was revealed on that night long ago. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. That's it. That's the story. Glad tidings indeed. Merry Christmas.